The Book at a Glance. This book is a summary of the book Getting Things Done by David Allen. His writing centers on productivity in terms of work and personal life. Having over 20 years of experience in management consultancy, he put together a method to increase efficiency in managing all the different aspects in a person's life. Through the application of this simple framework of techniques, the aim of the reader would be to have control over the entire inputs he encounters while keeping his mind free from anxiety and stress. The method he discusses is based on the principle that the trivial to significant things that occupy the mind impede productivity. These, therefore, must be placed elsewhere in a systematic way that is still easily accessible when needed. While the method he proposes, according to him, is common sense, it is not something that is commonly practiced. He mentions in his book that he wishes to see this method implemented widely in organizations and personal life. The author begins the first part by bringing light to the dilemma of people who have more than they can handle on their plates. This, he says, is due to the changes in the work environment and no new methods for handling them. Allen gives an overview of the method needed in handling the everyday commitments that must be addressed. These tasks must be put through 5 stages that are done to free the mind and make progress on work. For more complicated tasks that take more than simple actions, the author then describes another set of phases to get things done. According to him, these are processes that the brain naturally does, whether consciously or subconsciously. The following part of the book discusses the method in detail. It begins on how to set up the workspace needed to start the application of his techniques. He then goes into the method of collecting inputs. Here, he stresses the importance of putting things out of the mind to facilitate focus, as well as the scope of the things to be collected. Once collection is finished, processing the inputs comes next. This is a decision-making stage where results, desired, and actions related to the inputs will be determined. After determining actions, it also discusses how they will need to be organized. Organizing will be dependent on the type of action needed to accomplish the tasks. The book also stresses the importance of reviewing the organized inputs. It gives you some ideas on the right way to review at the right time. It emphasizes the importance of updating and emphasizes the need for comparing your commitments against your goals. When the review is done, the next step mentioned in the book is carrying out the actions. Deciding the right thing to do at the right moment is a critical aspect that is also discussed by some models that the author mentions. For projects that involve a number of actions, the importance of the right type of planning is also mentioned in the book. In that chapter, some tools that will help with planning are also suggested. The last part of the book is about the benefits of the key principles of the method discussed. The power of the collection phase is emphasized in terms of its benefits personally and in organizing and relationships. It is one of the key factors that help promote peace of the mind. Where the power of next action decision lies is also discussed. Aside from being effective in its execution, the author mentions its benefits. The final chapter is about the importance of outcome focusing. It also mentions the relationship between actions and visions. While these seem simple enough, there are a lot more details involved to implement this method. In order to know them and experience the peace of mind and productivity the method promises, please feel free to read on.